Well, good evening. Kind of a sparse crowd tonight. I guess folks had other things to do on a Friday night. But we're going to shout her out. That's all right. Amen. Amen. Take your Bible and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14. 1 Samuel chapter 14. And while you're turning there, I'll sing you a little song. How about that? We try to keep Brother Danny Hall's songs alive. Him and Miss Dee Dee sang different songs. They were them old hillbilly songs, and I like those. Amen. And maybe y'all need a little culture around here. Amen.
Amen.
But this is this little song is I Am a Little Scholar, and anybody that used to study the Bible, folks would call them scholars, and now we've kind of made fun of that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I know some sure enough scholars. I know some guys that study the Bible that, man, it'd amaze you. Amen. There's some in here. Amen. But this little song, I hope you get a blessing out of it. I ain't much of a singer, but I like this little song. Amen. I am a little scholar. I daily go to school to learn of Master Jesus and his perfect holy rule. The scholars, they all love him. He is so kind and free. Come all you careless sinners, and go to school with me. Man, is it that bad where I don't even get an amen? Amen, I'm flopping. I feel like I'm flopping here. I am a little Christian. The Lord hath made it so, all over a new creature, what wonders can he do? I love the things I hated, I hate the things I loved. My master is preparing me to reign with him above. I am a little preacher. I'll preach the gospel true. Whatever the master gives me, I'll give it all to you. I am a little soldier, enlisted in this war. I fought in a few battles, hope to fight in a few more. And when this life is ended, I'll lay this body down. I'll fly away to Jesus and wear a starry crown.
Amen.
Amen. I remember Danny Mac singing that, so I'm going to try to keep it going. Amen. Here in 1 Samuel chapter 14, I want you to keep your Bible open, and we're going to look at this chapter here tonight. And I don't know about you. I hate this mamby-pamby, sissified type Christianity, amen, that is portrayed today. Amen. The old preachers that preached to us, they were old salts. And they had something about them. When they walked into a room, it was like they were an old gunfighter or something. Amen. And the organ would stop. Amen. Now you got these little round mouth, little soft hand, little pretty boys. God help us.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And this chapter is one of the great chapters in the Word of God. And I think it merits right up there with David and Goliath myself. And if you read in chapter 13, the children of Israel had got to where they didn't have any weapons. So here they're being chased by the Philistines, and they're having to sharpen their mattocks and their farm implements. You can read that in the last of chapter 13. And the only ones that had a sword was Saul and Jonathan. Amen. Well, let's read that. There's just a few verses there. Look at verse 19 of chapter 13. Now there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel, for the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man. You see that? His share, his colder, his axe, and his mattock. Said, yet they had a file for their mattocks and for their colders and for their forks and for their axes and to sharpen the goads. You see that? I said, what's a goad? I ain't real sure, but I wouldn't want to be killed by one. Amen. Can I get a witness there? It said in verse 22, so it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but that Saul and with Jonathan his son was there found. And the garrison of the Philistines went out to the passage of Michmash. So here the children of Israel, they're outgunned. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, they are the underdogs.
Yeah.
And I'm serving notice on you here tonight. We are the underdogs. And this world, this society is trying to disarm us. Amen. And I don't know about you. I feel a little more comfortable with my arsenal of guns I have at the house. Amen. In case a bunch of Chinese, amen, come over Mount Cheeha there outside of Talladega and try to take us out going on to Birmingham. Amen. I feel a little better with my couple thousand rounds of ammo. Amen. And I know this. They're trying to get our weapons. Amen. What would keep China? I'll tell you, the only thing that keeps them now is you all. There's enough weapons in here. We could start a war just by what y'all got. Can I hear an amen right there? Amen. So here the children of Israel, they ain't got any weapons. So they came to a place called Michmash. And instead of reading all down through here, there's two sharp rocks there. And they got them named and everything. And, you know, back in World War I, there was a British general, and they were fighting the Turks in World War I. And they got to this place, and one of the guys there was a Bible reader. And he said, you know, we are at Bible Michmash in the Old Testament. And they said, there's two big rocks here. And they found those rocks, and those British soldiers, it helped them defeat the Turks that day. Amen. I like that. Say, so what do? When you get between a rock and a hard place, go to the Bible. Amen. So here is Jonathan and his armor bearer. And you got to like these two guys. And if you don't have any idea who they are, I hope by the end of the message that you'll have an appreciation for them. Amen. I like somebody that'll just go all out and just fight.
Amen.
There's something about that that's appealing to me.
Amen.
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 I like it. I study it. I read about it. I like it. I meditate on it sometimes. Amen. So here they are. And I want you to look at verse number 6. And the Bible said, and Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. Now, whenever a soldier calls these Philistines uncircumcised, something bad fixing to happen.
Right.
Amen. Somebody's fixing to die.
Yeah.
And buddy, it's getting ready. It's on right here. And I like, there's two little dots there. I don't know what that means because I failed English class. But here's the statement. This is what I want to preach about. It may be that the Lord will work for us. Here's Jonathan telling his armor bearer. He said, it may be the Lord will work for us. Well, you know what else he's saying? It may be he won't. I mean, can you clearly see that? I mean, it may be he'll work for us. Well, maybe he won't. But I'm going to tell you, that step of faith gets God's attention. And this becomes to me one of the greatest stories in the Word of God. Look what Jonathan says. He said, it may be the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. Well, that sounds good unless you are the few. Then something else has to take place. Amen. Something supernatural. There's a fine line between valor and being completely nuts. And a lot of people mistake it. Amen. I mean, you got to have a wild look in your eye. Amen. I always know the people. I still, from the old days, I know Brother Robin the same way. We can't help but size up a room when you're sitting in there. I mean, you look around and see who might give you trouble if something breaks out in here. And you can always tell the guy that's half nuts. He's like, he's doing the same thing. Yeah. All right, maybe a woman. I don't know. Yeah. There's some ladies in here that look pretty tough. Amen. There's no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And look at verse number 7. I love this. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I'm with thee according to thy heart. I say this, his armor bearer went, all right. You gonna go? I'm in. All right. Just me and you? All right. Amen. I mean, they're nuts. It may be the Lord will work for us. Or it may be we'll go up there and they'll kill us real quick. But they went anyhow. I'd rather go and flop than not do anything. Amen. I get so sick of hearing the ministerial things just sicken me. I'm no good at politics. Amen. I get aggravated real easy. I know I aggravate people. Amen. But I'm no good at politics and the ministerial walk. You know, the preachers come in late, affectionately late, and all that. I can't stand that stuff. Or they get ready to preach and they sell their books for 30 minutes. I'm like, here's 20 bucks for you not. I'll give you 20 bucks if you don't say anything about your books. Amen. Please, just leave us alone about the books. Amen. But here this armor bearer says, whatever's in thine heart, that's what we'll do. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know where that kind of spirit has gone, but young men used to be that way. Preacher wanted to go on and do something for God. They're like this. All right. Yeah. All right. Amen. I remember the young men you sat on the front here, man. Well, I'm telling you, at one time here, this is one of the greatest youth groups in America. Yeah. Amen. You say, well, what happened? One of them was the firehouse down yonder. Yeah. That something happened down there. The devil got in. They started hanging out at the firehouse, and some of them ain't been no account since. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Say, what was that? It's who you hung out with, who you squandered. Amen. Yeah. You was a soldier. Now you're not anymore. Amen. What happened? You laid your armor down. Yeah. Amen. Go get it. Amen. So here we go. It may be the Lord will work for us. Here's the armor bearer. All right. Let's go. Whatever's in your heart, I'm with you. And here they go. Verse number 8. Then said Jonathan, behold, we will pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them. I like that. There's just the two of them. They're going against this whole Philistine army. We're going to go discover ourselves. Hey, here we are. Amen. In verse number 9, and if they say unto us, thus unto us, tarry until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place, and we will not go up unto them. But if they say thus, come up unto us, then we will go up, for the Lord hath delivered them into our hand. And this shall be a sign unto us. So he kind of lays out a little fleece right there. Amen. But I got news for you. Once he discovered themselves unto them, it was going to be bad regardless. Amen. You can put out your fleece if you want. It's going to get bad. Amen. And I look at verse number 12, and the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us, and we'll show you a thing. And as Jonathan said unto the armor bearer, come up after me, for the Lord hath delivered them into the hand of Israel. Amen. Can I get a witness? Can I get a warrior here with me? Amen. Amen. He said, the Lord's delivered them into our hand. And the Bible says here in verse number 13, and Jonathan climbed up on his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. You see that? Jonathan goes up there. He's got a sword. He starts whacking guys with his sword. I mean, there's noses and ears and arms and legs hanging. Amen. Yeah. And these guys are flopping around on the ground, blood squirting everywhere. And here comes his armor bearer after him, and he's killing them. Amen. Can I get an amen right there? Some of y'all look like you calf looking at a new gate right now. Amen. This is Bible. Amen. And the Bible says there in verse number 14, and the first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men. These were 20 soldiers. They went in there, buddy, and just started cleaning house. Amen. Blood and guts. Brother Gip one time, he told me, he said, Brother Mark, he said, I go to a lot of places where you've been. He said, I can tell when you've been there. He said, there's livers and kidneys laying around. Amen. But it says we're a half acre of land which a yoke of oxen might plow. Now, I want you to notice what happens here now. Here's Jonathan as armor bearer. They say, it may be the Lord will work for us. And his armor bearer goes, you know, gives him whatever's in thine heart. All right, let's do it. So they go. They kill 20 guys. And look what the Lord does. Verse number 15. And there was a trembling in the host in the field and among all the people, the garrison and the spoilers, they also trembled, and the earth quaked. So it was a very great trembling. Do you see that? God's attention, amen, went on these two fellers. Amen. And God, you know what God did? God grabbed the earth and shook it a little bit. Amen. And there was a trembling going on that went through the whole host of the Philistines. Amen. Man, I read that and it stirs me up. Where's that kind of faith at today? It may be the Lord will use you. Then it may be he won't. I don't know. Some of you fellas been to Bible school and all. I don't know if God will ever put you in the pastorate or in evangelism or a mission. It may be he just wants you to be a church member. Or it may be later on down the road he's got something big for you. It may be or it may not. But that don't mean you quit. Keep going forward. Amen, amen. This trembling that trembled in a great earthquake. Look at verse number 16. And the watchmen of Saul and Gibeah and Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away. What do you mean the multitude melted away? There's two guys. Amen. I mean, this story merits right up there with David and Goliath, as far as I'm concerned. God uses Jonathan and his armor bearer. And here the multitude's melting away. It also says, look what it says, and they went on beating down one another. They're climbing over each other to get out of the way of these two fellers. With a little help with an earthquake. With a little help with the hand of God. Amen. And I'll be honest with you, brethren, we need the hand of God today. Faith Baptist Church needs revival. We need to have God move. I've seen him move here before. I want to see him move again. Amen. Amen. You say, how does it happen? It usually works through the young men. Amen. You don't get stirred up, probably ain't much going to happen around here. But if you can stir yourself up, amen, it may be the Lord will do something. Amen. Amen. And these ladies will have somebody to marry one day instead of losers. Can I get a witness? Amen. If that boy won't say amen, dump him. He won't read his Bible and stand up for God, dump him. Chunk him. Amen. He's a sissy. He's a girly man. Won't fight, won't pray, won't say amen. Amen. Won't sit on the front row, won't amen the preacher. God help us. We ain't professors. This ain't a class. This is preaching time. Amen. Amen. Them old-timers, you go to them old-time churches, and I remember, I'm old enough now, I remember. Go to some of them churches there in West Virginia and them mountain churches there in Kentucky. They'd have a section set over here, and it was the amen section. And them old men wore bibbed overalls, and there was a potbelly stove in the side there, and them guys amened you when you preached. Amen. Then there was a little section of the little old ladies that were there. And all their husbands had died. You know, the women, they outlive men. So all them ladies all over there together, and they are an amen section. Well, man, give me those two on my side. I'll charge hell with a squirt gun. Amen. We got in one church there in Tennessee, and them ladies would all come and pray on the altar before the service started, and I always sit on the front row, and they'd pray right in front of me, and you ought to heard that. Oh, God, I pray you'll move in here tonight. Bless Brother Mark and touch our kids. And one of them would talk about their daughter being out wayward, and, man, they'd cry and get a hold of God. And them ladies, they'd tell me, they'd come walk by me and say, you preach, boy, don't you hold nothing back.
Amen.
Don't you be afraid of their faces. We're with you.
Amen.
And I'm like, yeah. Woo. Amen.
Yeah.
Buddy, we need a move of God again. God can cause an earthquake and a trembling. How about here now?
Yeah.
Amen. We got into the place now, these little pretty boy preachers and these little knuckleheads. Amen. No power. Don't even amen me there. It'd be dangerous. Bible said in verse 17, said, then said Saul unto the people that were with him, number now and see who is gone from us. And when he had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor bearer were not there. So that just shows you there was two fellows. And Saul said unto Ahiah, bring hither the ark of God, for the ark of God was at that time with the children of Israel. And it came to pass while Saul talked unto the priest that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul said unto the priest, withdraw thine hand. There was no need. There was no need to go to ask God. There was no need to go to the ephod. So what do you mean? The Philistines are fleeing. There ain't no need to even pray about it. Go. Get up and fight. Amen. What are you waiting for? I talked to one guy. He went and candidated for a church, and that to me is almost getting sickening. I got five churches right now that need pastors. Who do you recommend?
Yeah.
Amen. Man, one guy said, well, I got to have 90% of, you know, before I go. Well, what else do you need, Jay Bird?
Yeah.
They don't need you then.
Amen.
God help us.
That's right, brother.
Amen. These little celebrities. Ugh. So here they go. He goes, the priest, well, there's no need to pray. I like how some guys are so spiritual. Amen. I hear them preach, you know, and they'll say, God told me. I don't know about some of that. I've been saved since 1982, and I've been an evangelist for 31 years. I'll be honest with you. I've never heard an audible voice speak to me. If you have, I'm a little scared of you. Amen. I mean, what does it sound like? Arise. I don't know. I ain't never heard it. Well, I was in the woods, and a 60-foot Jesus came to me. Amen, and put his hand on me. No. That's called LSD. Well, I dreamed one night, I dreamed God the Holy Ghost. No, you ate pizza before you went to bed. It's like the fellow that dreamed he ate a 50-pound marshmallow and he woke up and it was gone. Amen. I don't know. God gets blamed for a lot of things he ain't got nothing to do with. God told me. Man, you're pretty close there. Amen. Here there's no need to pray. Look at verse 20. And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great discomfiture. You see that? You know what we need? We need a very great discomfiture. He said, what is that, Brother Mark? I don't know, but I don't want to be killed with one. Amen. Well, old Brother Mike Easter was in the battle over there, and some guy took out a discomfiture and took his head right off. Amen. See, there he is. He's the headless associate pastor. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, we're too comfortable. You reckon?
Yes, sir.
Could we preach on that a while?
Yes.
We've gotten complacent.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know about you. I, this week. I wanted it to bust out the seams. And amen. And buddy, we're in a mess. Gotten too comfortable. The Bible said in verse 21, if I ain't hit you yet, we're getting ready to right here. Is that all right? Moreover, the Hebrews that were with the Philistines before that time, which went up from them into the camp from the country round about, even they also turned to be with the Israelites that were with Saul and Jonathan. Whoa. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me there was Hebrews with the Philistines? They were with the enemy? They had joined up with the enemy? Whoa, wait a minute. You mean to tell me there's people out of Faith Baptist that's quit church?
Yeah, come on.
And they've joined up with the world?
Yeah.
They're doing the things exactly what he preached against?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to say a couple things. I know this. I know what one preacher said. He said, if you ain't the plumber, leave the drip alone. Let the plumber deal with the drip. But I'm going to tell you, there's things that he's preached and this Bible teaches that if you go against, it's going to tell on you. Amen. Everybody in here that's got any kind of common sense about the Bible, about church, knows it ain't right to shack up. You know it ain't right.
Amen.
And you know what it'll do? It'll get you out of church.
Amen.
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 And buddy, here these Hebrews, they took up with the Philistines. Look at verse 22. Not only them, but look here. Likewise, all the men of Israel which had hid themselves in Mount Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. Do you see there? There's a revival going on. The ones that had turned coat and turned with the enemy, here they came back. Here the ones that had hid themselves. Oh, you ought to see it. People hide right in here. Oh, it's a work of art. It's beautiful. You ought to see it. Amen. You ought to see the look on their face. I love it when it's a man and a woman. Both of them are just as sorry as each other is. And you'll say something and they'll look at each other like, I told you he'd say something about that. And they're like this. And they'll look at you preaching just like this. They'll just make eye contact. Just. Oh, you ought to see it. It's beautiful. The deliberate blink is like this. The eye roll. Amen. I was teasing April. She cut my hair the other day, and I remember when she used to give me those looks. Amen. We'd preach about bad music and all that, and she'd like, here we go. Every time, yay, Brother Mark's here. I'm of the devil. Weirdo within 300 miles. Amen. He advertised and he said, I got to the church, Brother Mark. He said, there was 500 people there. He said, man, I was thrilled. He said, till I took up an offering. He said, they didn't give a dime. Then he asked one guy there. They stopped and the guy, you know, he says, hey, man, I'm a Bible believer. You know, he's got his big Bible with a handle on it with all his Bible pens, you know, and all that in there. And he's, you know, Brother Jim says, hey, where do you go to church at, man? He goes, oh, I don't go.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you mean you don't go? Where do you live? He says, Mountain View. That's Brother Jim's town.
Yeah.
He goes, well, you saved, man? He said, well, yeah. And Brother Jim said, well, where do you tie that, Jay Bird? He goes, well, I buy books from the bookstore down there. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Amen. And there was other ones that right there in town. Yep. There's some of them that's hid around here.
Yep.
They're hiding.
Yep. Right.
Some of them used to come here.
Yep.
You know what happened? Buddy, the army, amen, everything started picking up. Mm-hmm. Here they was outnumbered, outmanned, but God got on the scene.
Amen.
And this earthquake and that statement, it may be the Lord will work for us. Amen. I want you to look at a very powerful we've already read. Look at verse 23. So the Lord saved Israel that day.
The Lord.
And the battle passed over unto Beth-Aven. Do you see that? The Lord saved Israel that day.
Amen.
Amen. He acted and moved on two men.
Yeah.
And one statement, it may be the Lord will work for us. What if God hadn't saved Israel that day? Who knows what would have happened? That's God's chosen people. Amen. Don't you reckon, even the day and age we're living in right now, don't you reckon that God's interested in the church?
Amen.
Being that he gave himself for the church? Amen. You better be careful how you treat the church and God's people. Amen, amen. I know preachers get mad, and they get mad at God's people, and they turn sour.
That's right.
You can hear it. It comes out in their preaching. They're mad at everybody. You better be careful how you treat God's people. God's people are the best, and you better not try to take advantage of them.
Amen.
I've known guys that have stolen from God's people. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. It don't happen all the time, but I've seen God take them out of here. We preached for one guy. I ain't going to mention names. This goes all over the internet and everything. But me and Brother Danny Hall, another preacher friend of ours, we'd preach there and we'd get a check and we could play basketball with it. Bounced all the way back to Alabama. Amen. And the people of the church would give, and that preacher started, he got behind and he started taking that money. And I got to where when I'd come there, I called Brother Farley up. I said, Brother Farley, I said, this guy has stiffed me 2 years in a row on my love offering. Do I go back? Brother Farley says, He goes, let me think about this, Brother Mark. He goes, anybody there get any help while you was there? And I'm like, oh, man. Why'd you have to say that? Anybody get saved? I said, yeah, there's a 15-year-old girl got saved. He goes, I think that's your answer right there, Brother Mark. I wanted to be mad and not go back. And I went, and the men of the church would come up and write me a check or hand me money because they didn't trust going in the offering. And that guy is my age. And those people in that church, they loved him. And he's gone. Him and his wife both are gone, my age. You better be careful.
That's right.
Amen. The Lord saved Israel that day. I'm going to look at one more thing and then we'll be done. Are y'all all right?
Yes.
And the Bible said in verse 24, and the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening, that I may be avenged on mine enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. Here this battle starts out. I don't know when Saul makes this proclamation, but Saul turns it into his vengeance somehow here. And he makes a dumb decision. Do you know people in authority can make dumb decisions?
Amen.
And he does right here, buddy. Amen. And the Bible said in verse 25, and all they of the land came to a wood, and there was honey upon the ground. And I'll be honest with you. I've been in the woods all my life. I'm a woodsman. We used to run traps, me and my brother, before school in the morning. And I've hunted. We've killed everything. We with our BB guns, when we was 7 to 8 years old, we killed every bird living. Wouldn't matter. Parakeet, hummingbird. If a gray owl would come in the yard, we would have pelted him with 100 BBs. That's just the way it was. We had blood in our eyes. Amen. And we hunted the woods, squirrel hunted, and groundhog hunted, and turkey and deer and everything else. And I've seen honey before. I've seen bees and honey, but I've never just seen it dripping on the ground. This is a supernatural act that God does right here. Let me show you something. It said the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening, that I may be avenged. So none of the people tasted any food, and all they came to the land came to a wood, and there was honey upon the ground. And when the people were come into the wood, behold, the honey dropped. But no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. Now, you folks that are here that are military, you can answer this for me. An army travels on its stomach. Amen, son. You're the only one in here that got that. Amen. He's a soldier bound for glory. Amen. And son, me and you got dandy stomachs. Amen. It takes a lot to. Amen. He wouldn't know that. Amen. I believe he's an expert, don't y'all? Probably a culinary expert. You ladies want to know the right kind of spice to use? Ask a fat guy. Amen. Don't ask anybody skinny. We don't even like skinny people, do we? Some. I don't like any of them. And the Bible said in verse 27, and Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with an oath. Wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand and dipped it in the honeycomb. And look at this. And put his hand to his mouth and his eyes were enlightened. Here's the spiritual application. Here comes Jonathan. Jonathan's wrought this victory. Amen. It may be the Lord will work for us. Him and his armor bearer start this thing. God shakes the earth. Philistines start mobbing down each other. Here come the Israelites. They win this battle. And here comes old Jonathan. He's got his rod in his hand, and he sees this honey, and he dips it in the honey and takes a taste of it, and his eyes were enlightened. Here's the spiritual application. Folks, you get in this battle, you get in this war, God will give you a taste. I've seen it. I've seen it over and over. I'll be honest with you. We're traveling. Brother Chandler preaches a whole message on this. We're traveling on taste that we got years ago. I've traveled on taste that I've got right here. I've traveled on them for years. Let me ask you, some of you ain't never got a taste. What are you traveling on? Amen. I want a taste. I know this. That taste always comes at the right time. Amen. And he don't just give it to anybody. You got to get in the fight. Amen. Some folks will sit back on the sidelines and they'll never understand what this is all about. They never had a taste. Amen. And buddy, some of us that have, how could we ever be the same? Get in a meeting and have somebody get saved or somebody come up to you and tell you they's called to preach. The other night, that tall boy there with the beard said that he surrendered here at the August meeting. Man, that thrilled my soul. That was a taste. Amen. Now, I know this. It enlightens the eye. And I can tell when somebody's had a taste. And I can tell when they ain't. Amen. I can tell when you've gotten far, far away from that taste. Amen. Buddy, that tell you, there ain't nothing like it. Amen. I'll tell you what else. It enlightens the eye. You know what Jonathan says later on? He says, my father has troubled the land with this dumb decision. He said, what if everybody would have happily ate of this honey? How much a greater victory would we have had? Well, let me ask you, what if everybody in here got a taste? What if everybody got in the fight? I believe we could. What if everybody got a taste? What if everybody's eyes were enlightened? Amen. Got these boys that preach and get up here, and man, they're wanting to do something for God. How about you, you deadhead? Amen. What happened? Why'd you dry up? What happened to get you out? Why are you with the Philistines? I know people that went to camp with us, kids. They're adults now, and they're nutting a fruitcake. One girl, I've known her since she was a little tiny girl. Camp, I mean, 3 or 4 meetings a year we'd be in. They'd run the aisles and all that, And she told her mama the other day, her mama was killing, well, last summer, killing fire ants in the yard. Y'all ain't got fire ants up here. You better thank God you don't. But the only thing to do is kill them. Or they'll kill you. They'll eat you alive. And that girl said, I don't believe we ought to kill ants. They're all God's creatures. And so liberal now, they worry more about an ant than somebody's soul. Amen. And getting mad because, amen, they're hanging around the college. Amen. And all the sodomites are teaching them in class and all that. What a mess. No, they do. They left us. And they ain't had a taste. Amen. I know this. That taste enlightens the eye. I got four brothers. What I wouldn't give to see them get a taste. Any amount of money I'd pay to see them get a taste. But it don't come that way. Amen. And I know this. This taste goes against the grain. It'll make people mad. Almost got Jonathan killed. So you know why some of you won't get a taste? You're afraid what your friends would say. You won't shout in here because you're afraid what somebody might say. Amen. You've made friends out there in the world that you care more about what they think than you do, Brother Ryman. God help us. You girls, I love you, but don't you fall for some flop-eared mutt. Amen. That don't know God, that don't have any kind of inkling toward God, and you'll devote your entire life to some jaybird and leave God and leave the church. Don't do it. Amen. It may be the Lord will work for us. Get in the fight. Amen. Come on, boys. They're going to sing this song, and this will be the invitation song. I love this song. Amen. But are you a soldier? Are you in the fight? How about coming? Heads bowed and eyes closed for a moment. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God. And Lord, help us now. Deal with our hearts. This is
Friday night. God, do a work here.
Especially the young people that's here. God, help us to be a soldier. Help us to that it may be land. God help move here tonight, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. They're going to sing. You need to